It is good that the prodigal son returned to his father's house, not to his, not to his brother's house. So what is Laodicea? What is the condition of the church before the Lord returns? Just look at what happened before the Lord returns. That some scribes were raised up.
And 主说话,
when God spoke, they also spoke.
主说,
God said, God said that the priest who despised my name,
儿子尊敬他父亲，仆人敬畏主人, 我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里？
A son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect?
如果今天你听见这个话,
if you hear those words today,
你一定祷告的是我求你光照我,
you should pray that may the Lord enlighten you.
这些话我听不懂,
I do not understand these words.
但你要光照我,
but you must enlighten me.
但这里怎么说呢? 你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名?
But you say, how have we despised your name?
你说我们藐视你的名,
you say we have despised your name.
你告诉我,
but,
你明明白白告诉我在哪一件事上藐视我,
but tell me, where exactly have we despised your name?
这就是老底下。
And this is the condition of God's people before the first coming and the second
coming.
God spoke and people also spoke.
就是人勇敢的,
people are very brave.
不要忘记,
and because of that, they became experts.
就是勇敢,
they were bold, so they became Jewish experts. And because of that, they all became Bible scholars.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so they became theologians.
所以现在他们会说我们在哪件事上藐视你的名字?
So they asked, where, how have we despised your name?
然后主告诉他说,
and God said,
因为你们说耶和华的桌子是可以藐视的,
because you say that the table of the Lord is to be despised.
因为你们献上瞎眼的瘸腿的,
but when you present the blind for sacrifice,
因为按理来说所有的祭物必须要没有瑕疵的,
all the sacrifices should be perfect.
但是他们说, 但是谁说你们藐视我的桌子?
But you have despised my table.
他们说我们在哪件事上藐视?
So they said how?
所以神就指示给他们看。
And God pointed out.
然后主说你献给你的省长, 他去喜悦你, 岂能看你的情愿吗?
Why not offer it to your governor? Would he be pleased with you?
所以弟兄们, 他们没有感觉。
So brothers and sisters, they had no feeling.
你看见吗? 他们回到耶路撒冷。
They returned to Jerusalem. They felt that the other people were in Babylon. They were wrong. We are right. We finally offer sacrifice. But what time is it?
现在不是这个,
it isn't the time of Solomon. Solomon should bring the best of the building materials and the sheep and the oxen from the
treasury.
But now we are only able to offer sacrifices. As long as we can bring bread
enough.
Why would you care if the bread is with or without leaven?
所以弟兄姊妹明白不明白?
So now do you understand?
现在主所说的, 你们怎么可以藐视我的桌子呢?
So now how can you despise the Lord's table?
你怎么可以把瞎眼的跟瘸腿的, 有病的献上?
How can you present the blind, the lame, and the sick?
这是在旧约里面讲的主的桌子。
This is the Lord's table in the Old Testament.
到了新约, 你也看见主的桌子。
You also see the Lord's table in the New Testament.
是这个时候你就懂得为什么主下面说这一段话。
Now you understand why the Lord said these words.
在旧约的时候,
in the Old Testament,
他们有献祭这件事,
they had the issue of sacrifice.
但他们把残缺的祭物献上,
but they gave the lame and the sick for sacrifice.
但是别忘记, 当我们的主挂在十字架上的时候,
but remember, when our Lord was crucified,
他是没有残缺的,
he was without blemish.
明白吗? 所以现在神要把主在十字架上那位没有残疾的完全没有瑕疵的那个祭物给我们看。
Now God has shown us the perfect spotless sacrifice.
所以到了每个主日的时候,
and every Sunday.
在主日桌子上,
on the Lord's table.
你看你有饼,
you see the bread and you see the cup.
饼代表基督的身体,
the bread represents the body of Christ. And the cup represents his blood.
如果你看你血跟身体分开,
if you see that the blood and the body are separate, it must mean that death has occurred
here. 基督的死给我们看他是没有瑕疵的榜样。But
remember that the Lord's death shows us that he is the spotless lamb.
只要是主的桌子,
and if it is the Lord's table,
如果陈列基督的死,
if it represents Christ's death,
他一定是没有瑕疵,
it must be without
blame. 因为在历史上 2000年前挂在十字架那一位就是没有瑕疵。
Because 2000 years ago, the one who was on the cross was perfect.
原来旧约的祭坛,
so the Old Testament altar,
就是告诉我们将来, 我们的主要陈列的桌子
shows us the table that the Lord would prepare.
我们每一个主日拨饼纪念主,
every Sunday we break bread and remember the Lord.
有一件事我们要记得,
please remember one thing.
你不能把残缺的献给主,
you cannot offer the imperfect.
所以既然我们的主一次献上是没有瑕疵的,
since one sacrifice was enough for our Lord,
所以我们应当把最好的献给,
we should offer our best to the Lord.
当然我们不可能献血祭,
of course we can't offer a blood sacrifice, because God sent his blood for us already.
但是我们又是祭司,
but we are also priests.
那我们怎么办呢?
What do we do?
感谢主, 自从大卫以后,
thank the Lord, ever since the time of David,
你看见他就设立了颂赞的祭,
you see that he established the sacrifices of
faith. 当约柜来到西安的时候,
and when the ark came to Zion,
那个时候会幕还在基遍,
that time the tabernacle was still in Gibeon.
所以你看见说本来按理来讲约柜跟会幕应该在一起,
the tabernacle and the ark of the covenant should be in the same place.
但在还没有联合在一起成为圣殿之前,
but before they were put together as a temple,
弟兄姊妹今天你来到会幕需要献,
today when you go to the tabernacle, you have to,
你来到约柜面前,
you should also offer sacrifice before the Ark of the Covenant. But thank the Lord. You see that David has shown us,
在约柜面前献的祭是没有血,
the offering that David offered had no blood.
只有西边只有祭司才献上有血的祭,
only the priests offer the blood sacrifice.
很明显的, 但你一般人所献上的祭是,
but many people offered a sacrifice of praise.
如果你要知道赞美的祭怎么一回事,
if you want to know what the sacrifice of praise is,
150篇就可以,
just read Psalm 150.
为什么诗篇150篇像新约一样?
Why is Psalm 150 like the New Testament?
因为今天我们做祭司,
today we are priests.
我们不可能再献血祭了,
we can't offer the blood sacrifice anymore.
我们当然献上赞美和颂赞的祭,
of course we offer the sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. And every time we break bread before the Lord, if we are priests, you can only thank him. You can only praise him. There are no requests. There is no prayer. You only offer the sacrifices of praise.
虽然这是讲到那个时候的光景,
even though this speaks of the condition back then,
虽然是讲到以色列主耶稣第一次来一天的情形,
even though these are the conditions before the Lord's first coming,
但感谢主, 你看见吗? 现在圣灵要明, 指明给我们看,
now the Holy Spirit wants to show us,
旧约的祭坛不过是预表,
the Old Testament altar was just a symbol.
主要的是什么? 主要的是没有瑕疵的祭,
the Lord wants the perfect sacrifice.
那在什么地方你可以看见没有瑕疵的祭物呢?
Where can you see the perfect sacrifice?
所以第十节,
verse 10,
那是很勇敢的一句话,
it is a very brave word.
没有先知敢说这个话,
no prophet would dare say these words.
在犹太教里面, 谁说这个话, 应该要被剪除的,
anyone who spoke these words in Judaism should be killed.
明白不明白? 不可能的,
it's impossible.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
这句话幸好是主自己说的,
the Lord himself said this.
圣愿你们中间有一人关上殿门, 免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。
Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the gates, that you might not uselessly kindle fire on my altar.
感谢主, 那个人就是我们的主。
Thank the Lord, that was our Lord.
他带进了新约,
he brought in the new covenant, and the old covenant ended. Now you no longer need to offer sacrifices. You no longer have to bring oxen. That there will be one among you who would shut the gates that you might not uselessly
take
fire. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from you. This is the Lord's proclamation for the entire Old Testament. And the next prophecy is amazing. From the rising of the sun even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations. Where is the sun? In the Old Testament, there was no sun. When the Lord came, to those who feared his name, it was the sun of righteousness. And because the sun of righteousness
was
rose, then there is the rising of the sun and its setting. And from the rising to the setting, it refers to the entire earth. The Lord's name will be great among the Gentiles. Every Sunday, when we break bread and remember the Lord, is not God's name magnified among all the Gentiles? And the most amazing thing is, it is everywhere. In the Old Testament, it was only in Jerusalem. But in every place, incense is going to be offered to my name. And incense refers to prayer. And a grain offering that is pure. What is a pure grain offering? It is our offering of praise. For my name will be great among the nations. Is that not amazing? This is the condition of the Israelites before his first coming. But this is also a prophecy. Before the Lord returns, why are there so many Christians that look highly upon the Lord's
table?
Why have they not despised the table? During the time of Calvin, he believed that we should break bread and remember the Lord every week. This is what he believed in his heart. But there was a problem. If you wanted to break bread and remember the Lord, you must be prepared. And they prayed before the Lord. They felt that they could not prepare with
him.
So they can't break bread with
him.
They felt that they could not prepare in 1 month, so they couldn't break bread. They believed that they could be prepared in 1 season. So in the way they carried
it,
all who followed Calvin, they will have a special conference every season. And they will break bread and remember the Lord. And they would also have provision from the Word of God. We have a very beautiful hymn. It was written by
Horace Bonnard.
And he was a Presbyterian. He followed the Reformists. But unfortunately, there was a time when the Reformists didn't sing hymns. They would only sing the Psalms. So this brother was a poet. And the whole world was singing his hymns. Only his gathering, because it is a reformed gathering. It followed Calvin. But now everyone sings them. In particular, one hymn. He sings it before the breaking of bread and after. Lord, here we see you face to face. There is rarely a hymn like that one. He also wrote, for the bread and for the wine, Lord, we thank thee.
弟兄姊妹, 这个人, 这位弟兄,